Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up to the world? It's Final Four Friday. It's already been set. We got them boys that's about to jump it off. We got the number one and the number two seed in the East and the number one and two seed in the West. What you know? I said what you know. L Boogie, let's give them some of this funk real quick.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it.
DJ.
If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waking on the Raymond. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it. Put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. When the streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dawg, Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yeah, yo.
My first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress would take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now.
They not only watching, but they talking now. It's the streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Oh my goodness. And Rome, yes I have, baby. I have touchdown safely in Cleveland, Ohio, man. I'm back in my hometown, and we are in the streets, man. Right now, man, I'm on West 3rd and Superior. You know what I mean? On site at the Renaissance Hotel. Anybody from Cleveland, from the city town, know when you down at the Renaissance, you know what that means. We stand where the players stay at, baby. And you know, Ro, guess who I got with me, man? I got the Green Eye Bandit in the building. You know what I mean? But before we get started, and like you said, we got all these headlines stepping off. But before we get started, man, how you doing at the studio, man? How you doing at the studio, Super Producer? Man, man, I'm glad you touched down in the land, man. You know what it is. Green Eye, see you. What's up, mob? That's my dude right there. Yo, man, it's five to four Friday, man. And, you know, we had some boys close out yesterday. I thought it was going to be some game sevens, but they leaving us hanging. Now we just go get basketball on a day-to-day basis. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. And L Boogie, what's up with this? With these coaches getting signed now? Steve Kerr and your boy Van Gundy. What's going on around here in the NBA, man?
I don't understand it. And I'm not mad at Stan Van Gundy for having options. You know, give me an offer that I cannot refuse. You let me be the head coach and the director of player operations? Oh, my. But for him to just have options, I'm very, very, don't understand that. I can look at him and see, yes, he's a good coach. Am I going to say great coach? No. But I will say he's a good coach, but I don't know if I would give him total player director operations of my corporation. And I'm going to say in basketball terms of my ball club. He can be a little Aggie. He's very, 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 you know, he has a nagging voice. And his voice can be very, very Aggie. So my thing with that is we need to get it together. And then you don't try at all to service these other guys. Steve Kerr? Steve had an option. You're giving these coaches options like they've done something. They've done nothing. Nothing. So, Ro, what do you think about Steve Kerr? 5 years, $25 million.
You know what, man? I'm just shocked because I thought Steve Kerr's job was going to be with Phil Jackson and the Knicks. That's all we've been hearing about since Phil Jackson got the job in New York. And I'm very shocked that he's going to Golden State. But I'm not surprised because you and I know both. Golden State got a whole lot of more talent than New York Knicks right now. And they're young. So even if Steve Kerr don't step up to the plate and do what Mark Jackson did, you know, continuously with the 50 wins, I mean, I think you'll be all right. Because as long as you got those Splash Brothers on your team, you can just let them loose. Now, I don't know how it's going to work, but I will say this. He made the right choice. Congratulations, Steve Kerr. You made the right choice in going to Golden State. Now that only leaves Utah, Cleveland, Minnesota, your team, the Knicks, and the Lakers that need a coach. Where are coaches at? Where Mark Jackson going to go? Where Lionel Hollins going? Come on, man. And I don't want to hear about Phil. Hey, L Boogie, did you hear Phil Jackson say the people, the candidates that are in his loop? Did you see the candidates that's in Phil Jackson's loop, L Boogie?
Damn. You're going after a guy that's still wearing basketball shorts. I mean, he's still in the playoffs. And we're talking, playoffs. I don't understand that. So what I'm going to think about and say about that, that's already a red flag for me for Phil Jackson.
If you're already going to talk, Derek Fisher is the league candidate, will Derek Fisher be the coach of your team next year?
Does Derek Fisher, man, listen. With a name like Fish, I might keep going fishing every year. I can't say he's a good coach because he's a good player. He was solid, but I could see Derek Fisher being a heck of a coach. But let's just wait till after he's done lacing him up. He's still got one fourth in the tank. So,
right.
I don't understand. Go ahead.
I was going to mention the other candidates right along with
with Derek Fisher or a couple of other guys who done played in that triangle system with Phil Jackson, such as Luke Walton and Tyronn Lue and a couple of other names out there floating. Do you think with any of these guys who do not have any coaching experience, do you think these guys should be given a shot right now since, you know, a lot of other organizations are doing the same or following that flow right now? Would you give a coach who has no experience that shot at leading the Knicks after, you know, what happened with your guy, Mr. Simp?
Well, yes. I would give a guy like Mr. Lou a call because I see him on Doc Rivers' bench the last 3-4 years. So I give Tyronn Lue a situation because he's been tutelage by one of the great coaches who's been doing it for 15 years, and Glenn Doc Rivers. So, yes, I will give him a shot. Luke Walton, who's going to respect Luke Walton, man?
Get a towel thrown in your face, a.k.a. Robert Horry in the Phoenix Suns.
like he did Danny Ainge. Who's going to respect Luke? Only Kobe Bryant, because that's his guy. Speaking of that, did you see Kobe Bryant, or I should say Mitch Kupchak, said that Kobe Bryant will have little to no input on the next coach? And we all know that Mitch Kupchak and the Lakers are not happy on the Europe vacation with him and his family during the season.
Get over it.
They were not happy at all. So I don't think Kobe should be involved. Not at all. For what? Listen to this. I love the great Kobe Jelly Bean Bryant. I love him. But he cannot, at this point in his career, have a say-so. Hold on. Hey, guys, hold on 1 second. I'm on a sports talk show called The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show. The question is, do you think that Johnny Manziel is going to be, hold on. No, I'm asking. I know the city's hot. I'm from Cleveland, but I live in Phoenix. So I'm asking you, do you think Johnny Manziel is going to be that person you want him to be?
I think he's going to be the person I want to be. I hope he doesn't start week one. He needs a little bit of time to, you know, learn.
Okay.
But definitely he's going to take the city over.
Okay.
Yeah. And what's your name, sir?
My name is Jack Jones.
Jack Jones, and where are you from, Jack? What area?
Right down at Cleveland. Just moved downtown.
Ooh, we just moved downtown. We have Jack from Cleveland. T-Roy, what's your name, sir?
Brad Jones, also.
Brad Jones, also from Cleveland. Now, Brad, do you agree?
Yeah, I like the energy you bring.
Now, let me ask you this: what do you think about Josh's decision? As far as him being suspended for the year, you think that DeMarcus Austin was a great move?
I wouldn't say great move. I mean, he's
solid.
It's a temporary move. It's a temporary move.
I think it's about to be legal in half the country.
Where it's about to be legal. That's what I'm saying. Everybody's doing it.
We got murder.
You're doing it. I'm doing it. Everybody's doing it. It's about to be legal.
The industry. Man, and guys, I want to let you know, lock this phone number in your phone and call every Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., 347-855-8896. You hear that, bro? They say Johnny about to wreck your league, and we right in front of Bar Louie.
Hey, L Boogie, tell Jack and Brandon this. Tell him this. Johnny Money did get brought to Cleveland to sit on the bench for a couple of games. He's there to start. So, bro, I want you to take a seat and grab that clipboard. Because it's all about that young Texas son coming down to Cleveland and bringing a little bit of Hollywood down there. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Oh, yeah, man. Hey, guys, have a good one. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. The streets is talking, man. You need to lock that number in your phone. 347-855-8896.
8896.
BlogTalkRadio.com.
Hey,
The streets is talking. All right, you too. Hey, yo, Ro, we cooking on the streets, man. We cooking out here, man.
That's how you get down. Networking
man.
All the way around the world, El Boogie. That's what we do, baby. That's what we do. That's why Juel stay on the side. What's up with it, Juel?
Juel's on the side of it. Man, no question.
Yeah.
Yo, Ro, let me ask you this. Serge Ibaka, he's down. Rest of the playoffs. Is OKC still that team to win the West, or is it's going to be the same old song with San Antonio?
Now, come on, El Boogie. Now, you know, you and I both didn't pick the Thunder to come out of the West. Now, I will give you credit on this. Last show, you did mention that whoever won this series between the Los Angeles Clippers and the Oklahoma City Thunder would go ahead and win the West and represent the West in the NBA Finals. However, that was before Serge Ibaka went down with the calf injury. So I know your thoughts are like mine. I don't know. I just don't know, El Boogie. If you don't have the guy to control the middle, it makes it real tough. Now, I'm not dissing my dude KP. For those that don't know, that's Kendrick Perkins, the big raw dog in the middle. But he don't do it like your boy Serge do it. So it's going to be unhealthy for Oklahoma to try to come up against the San Antonio Spurs and have a shot at representing the West in the NBA Finals. Kevin Durant, that just means he gets to take 10 or 15 more shots, but that means Russell Westbrook going to take 15 to 20 more shots. So between those two, you know, hopefully the ball goes in the bucket, but we both know San Antonio have the pieces. Hell, Tony Parker didn't even play from the second quarter on in the final closeout game against Portland, and they still blew Portland out. So, you know, San Antonio is built for this. Oklahoma City, not quite. That's why you have a coach like Coach Popovich who knows what he's doing by sitting his players down, getting them rested, and letting the other players show what they got when needed. And now you see. So, Oklahoma City, yeah, you did good. You did. Kevin Durant got to average 45 in this series in order for them to win. But it's over, man. It was nice. You did good against the Clippers, but man, San Antonio about to tap that ass, El Boogie. What you think?
Oh, Brooks is going to have to coach his ass off. He's going to have to find a way. Because one thing about Ibaka that he brought to the table against Tim Duncan, he was athletic. And he can run up and down that floor. He can rim run, as we call it. So with that being said, and Ibaka can guard that pick and roll with Tony Parker. When they go to that pick and roll, he can step up. So it's going to be very, very interesting, and I don't know if he can get the job done. Like you said, will they win? Whew. Like you said, Durant and Westbrook are going to have monster games. I'm talking about monster. They got to have 4 out of 7 good games. And I don't think they can do it. I think San Antonio once again has – it will prevail. It's going to be in how many games they win. That's the question at this point. But, hey, Tony Parker is hurt, too. If Tony Parker can't go, I give the edge to OKC. They said it's a grade one. What's the difference? Grade one, grade two, grade three. It doesn't make a difference. He has a hamstring injury. If he can't go like, you know, the real Tony Parker, I don't think it can happen. But, man, shout out to AJ, man, Fast Eddie, man, and Ustream Global Network One. Oh, my goodness. We getting it in, bro. And listen, man, it's cold. It's still cold in the land, baby. Give us a call. The streets is talking, 347-855-8. And I'm standing next to a couple of girlfriends. Oh, let's go, baby. Street.
So listen to me, when you listen to me, I get you this in a week, put a hater to sleep.
sky's the limit. I got R. Kelly money. When Fiesta was winning, I got my back to the wall. Can't I handle my business, and I'm ready for war. Niggas killing for finish. See, my focus was M. My chances were slim. Counting both to per million. We should get this on film. When you lean on the stake, then you label the rat. On my feet so long, I won't fuck on my back. Rat. These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
These niggas wanna hold me back. These hoes wanna hold me down. Sales wanna hold me in. My bond paid, who's gonna hold me now? I'm 10 toes on my swell. Till they flip the switch on my shell. These niggas be fake as fuck. This official right here. Black Cadillac, scrap, bout to handle that. Rock the bop, bop, rock. Till that barrel melt like candle wax. Rock the sack, Geronimo. I ain't count, gotta go. Everywhere that dollar go. Put more gold on my collarbone. You say you thug it, you say you real. You say you gangster, so-called. Slide up with that oak out. Everybody like, oh God. Cut the deck, seal it out. Bet I'll pull your whole card. Shit real, oh y'all. Thought it was a joke, huh?
These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
These dummies can't hold me back. These flaws can't hold me back. Three banks can't holy stack. Pin them hollers like Goldie Mac. Smoke till I panic. I got rich like I planned it. If there's a price on your head, on your roof. Choppers we landing. I used to play on that block. Dark liquor and candy. Now you look at my lot. Rose, Ferraris and Lambo. Talking South Bronx, Al Tater. Rose, Meek Mill, Wiley. Blow mills like a ball player. Magic Bird, Isaac. Shorty trying to kick it. Looking for that meal ticket. Diamond splashing, gon' flick it. On that juicy J, they trip it. I done came up off a lick. Boy, got you on the list. Boy, your life on my wrist. Boy, niggas need a fix.
These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
These niggas tryna hold me back. These niggas tryna bait me in. These niggas ain't putting in work. These niggas gotta hate to win. Us niggas don't play them games. My niggas gon' shoot them things. Real life in that 901. Real niggas will mess with life. Feel five on about that life. $1 million, I spent that twice. Don't boy, yeah, that my life. Crack kills, I spit that white. These niggas tryna set in my ground. These niggas wanna see me dead. These niggas wanna take my spot. Fuck boy, you ain't had your cash. These niggas ain't kept like hoes. These niggas ain't got no heart. These niggas ain't fat like us. $1 million in my garage. $2 million house on the lake. $5 million in real estate. Queen slipping them D's, boy. That Maybach white on the way.
These haters can't hold me back. 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 These haters can't hold me back.
I mean, you want to be seen. You want to talk about it? I guess you got a couple questions. Who do you think is going to win, you know, in the East, and who's in the West? Why? Okay. When we come back from commercial, I'm going to get you in. What's your name, sir?
Yo, welcome back to the Strictest Talking. It's your boy, L. Boogie and T-Row. Coming live, stricken from the street. QL's the G.I. of L.A. That boy, L. Boogie, I'm saying the boogie down. Cleveland. And your boy, T-Row. Straight repping from Texas, but down here in that heat in A.Z. Hey, world, we had our first 100-degree day. And it's just about to get worse from here. So, you know, send your boy some ice cubes around this way. You know what I mean? Trying to keep cool around this
joint. No doubt. Before we continue, bro, I got some guys I'm sitting here with, man. I'm at St. Louis. I'm with Austin, Bo, and Brian, man. And I'm just going to ask my man Brian a couple questions about these finals. Can you hear me out there? Can you hear me back in Phoenix?
Go ahead, do what
can
you do, brother.
Back to Phoenix, bro?
Go ahead, run it down.
Oh, well, First of all, I'm going to ask Brian, so just your thoughts. Who do you think is going to win in the series between Miami and Indiana?
I got Miami all the way. Indiana, they're not bringing it. They're not ready to go. They've been slacking the last couple of months. Miami's got it.
Okay. And what do you think about in the West with OKC, with the injury of Serge Ibaka? You think that's going to stop their progression to get to the finals?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the Spurs got it in 5 or 6 in the West, and I think they're going to lose Miami in the finals in 7.
Okay. Now, are you a Cleveland Browns fan?
I am.
With the signing of Johnny Manziel, tell me how you feel about your chances of 2014 season.
I think we're going to have a winning season. We're going to have a winning season. That's all you can ask for.
Do you hear that, Ron?
I hear that
all the way back in AZ. Let me ask you one more question on a serious topic. What do you think about Michael Sam in the NFL?
I mean, I could care less about his sexuality. It was going to happen eventually. So if he's the one that's courageous enough to step out there and put himself out there like that, it's good for him.
What do you think about his new, he just signed a contract with Oprah Winfrey and, doing a reality TV show. You think that'll take away from him getting better with the St. Louis Rams?
I don't know if it'll take away from him getting better, but I think it was a little hypocritical. He's coming out here saying, I just want to be a football player, and then he signs a deal to be a reality TV show. I don't really buy it.
Brian, you have any comments about that?
I feel the same way. If he's going to go ahead and, say that he just feels original about it, I mean, he's going to do a little show about himself. I think he needs to focus on football and just work to be a better player. I think it'd be better if he was an outstanding player and was gay than do a little show and just be average.
Hey, we appreciate the comments.
Man,
Mo, Austin, Brian, we appreciate you on the show. Hey, we on every Monday and Friday, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Call this number, 347-855-8896. And this is my motto from El Boogie to you guys. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. We in the streets. The streets are talking. So make sure you guys lock that number in. Give us a call every Monday and Friday. It's Sports Talk Show and Entertainment. So at the top of the hour at 10 o'clock, we're going to give you the juicy, Jay-Z, Beyonce, Solange situation, and all type of other stuff. So make sure you call that number, guys. Appreciate you on the show. No doubt.
Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Oh, yeah, you as well.
Girls.
We go up Marcus and Paul Louis, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Why you making your rounds around there downtown in the land, let's talk about that Miami-Indiana series. I heard you ask Ryan about it, and then he went hard.
I'm
going
to get a
Miami
pen and write the number down and give it to you guys. Oh, yeah.
And
I'm going to tell you like
and
this.
I
won't be surprised. Go ahead. I'm listening. Hold on. Go ahead, Rob. I'm listening.
I was saying that I agree with Ryan 100%. Indiana just doesn't look like Indiana, but I will say this. I'll give Indiana credit for actually making it to the Eastern Conference Finals due to the fact that we all thought that they were going to have one of the world's worst debacles in NBA history before the regular season was even over. And for those guys to find a way to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals for the second year in a row and to also have home court advantage this year, I'm going to give them credit. But that don't mean they going to do anything, El Boogie. Just because you made it, man, look, I said it and I'm going to say it again. Indiana, you can't flip that switch, man. Miami isn't one of those teams that can flip the switch. Oklahoma City, one of them teams that can flip the switch. San Antonio, one of them teams that can flip the switch. Y'all hit a switch, but you don't know. You flicked it down, but now you don't know how to flick it back up. You can't turn it on right now. And you going up against Miami, who already know what time it is. Ask Brooklyn what happened. Brooklyn thought they would just go ride through Miami. Oh, cause we beat them 4 in a row in the regular season. Man. El Boogie, regular season.
season don't matter. Ain't that what you told me? It's all about what you do on the next round. Come on, man.
You play to win the game. Hello. You play to win the game. I'm very not interested in you getting there. So what? It's the second year in a row getting there. You look a mess. Okay, you got there. But you got to win. You don't get points for moral victory. Another thing, I'm not interested in George Paul being, he's too cool out there. I thought George Paul was about to be, excuse me, Paul George. I thought he was about to be a superstar, but right now he's just a star. I hope he steps up. I don't know if they're just Cadillacing it, waiting for Miami, but we're about to see. This is what they waited for. This is what, you know, they always talk about. They were bored and you know. So we'll see now if they can lock in. But I tell you this, David West, if it wasn't for that veteranship, that's why they signed that guy, they would not be doing, they would not be there without that guy, and that's what you need. I'm still concerned, Ro, about that point guard play. I don't think it's good.
Yeah. It ain't happening.
So,
we all know Indiana is lacking. We know what they lacking.
So, I don't like what they represent and what they doing. So, you saw Larry Bird walk out the spot. You saw that.
I want to say this too, L Boogie. Let me ask you this question, and this is the last time we're gonna talk about this guy because I'm really getting fed up to talk about it. And you know what? What I just said was a lie because I know we're going to talk about this dude later on in the later aftermath. Donald Stern, an attorney, then advised the NBA or advised Adam Silver that, hey, guess what? Donald Sterling ain't paying that $2.5 million that you're trying to get him to pay. What's your thoughts about that, man? Is he getting over again?
Is he getting over again? I don't really consider it getting over. I consider him using the judicial system because, in actuality, you're suspending him for his opinion. He didn't do anything wrong to anyone's contract. He just gave his personal views. Now, it's a couple guys out there who are black who play on the team who might not like white people. He might sit around closed doors and might be hollering about, man, these white people, this, that, and that, I can't stand being around them, and call them all type of names and things like that, what we can call them. So you get kicked off the team or you get X'd out for that. So is he in the wrong? No. Only thing he's exalting is his legal rights. See, that's what people, you can't get mad at a guy who's a lawyer and he's using his legal rights. Do I think it's right? No. But he has legal rights. I think, like Magic Johnson said, he should just sell the team and just go into the limelight. Because every time that he keeps getting on TV, he keeps digging himself a hole. So I think that's what he needs. And I'm kind of glad the Clippers are out of the playoffs, because each time that they win, he can say, see, it was me. See, I put this team together. I'm not prejudiced. I'm not racist. No disrespect to you, Doc, but that's my opinion on Donald Sterling. People can say what they want, but I'm looking at it as far as legally. He did nothing wrong legally. And I wouldn't pay $2.5 either for voicing my opinion in my house.
That's what you get for having that dirty leg on the side and then want to talk about Magic. Man, you the one passing everybody. You just doing it in the confines of your city.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's a cold dude. Hey,
what's your opinion about that?
I'm a big believer in this. What goes around comes around. And for all the stuff that he trying to, you know, put himself out there with this person and that person, and like you say, every interview he keeps digging himself a deeper hole, it'll all come back around, and it's going to smack him one of these times, man. The legal system can only get you so far. You know what I mean? After so many times, man, it's a pattern, and then it's just, you know, set. So I believe that what's going around to come around, everything he's trying to deny and do differently, it's going to come back and bite him in the ass. He's going to have to pay a nice little hefty sum. Be like magic, Mr. Gold, Mr. Donald Sterling. Go on and get your paper, man, and go on down that golden yellow brick road, man, and make your way down, you know, to never ever.
No question. Man, as usual, it's getting juicy. It's getting juicy on the show. The Streets Are Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop, 347-855-8896. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Let's go, Ro.
I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. And I'm far from cheap, I smoke skunk with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear. Putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging. Celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimped the act with meats on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
Back in the asylum, and Ro, I just navigated, man, to West 6 in St. Clair, man. I'm moving and grooving out here.
Tough.
Yeah, man, I'm in front of the Naughty Mermaid Seafood and Ale Spirits restaurant, man. I just went past, I got the kids inside Bar Louie, man. How was the interview, bro? Could the world hear the interviews, or was it too much noise in the background?
You good. We heard everything. That's what I'm talking about. Way to be out there in the streets, baby.
The streets. Bro, man, I know the asylum hot, man. Let's get to the asylum, because we got some hot topics jumping off. Who we got coming in first tonight, man?
Oh, man, you know, on Monday, man, we were jumping so hot, man. We didn't even get a chance to get to our big brother out there in the land. So I hope you get to get around my big brother, D-Mac, man. You know, show love from the street. Especially from your boy, T-Ro, who was left out here in this heat. Yo, big brother D-Mac, what's the deal? You on live with the streets, T-Ro and L Boogie. What's happening?
What's up, fellas, man? Y'all hot tonight, baby.
Oh, man,
what's
we just,
the
you know,
deal?
We had a chance. You got to be
deal,
part of this
L Boogie?
no
Lil
question.
You in the land?
No question. I'm downtown in the land. I make sure I get to you tomorrow, baby. I'm going to get to you. I'm going to fly a kite, no question.
No doubt, no doubt. Maybe Monday I can get on the show with you or something, link up with you.
No doubt, no doubt. I'll be in, hey, world, I'll be in Garfield doing the show with T-Mac, man, live from his living room. Oh, that's how we get down in the street.
Sweet.
Now, D-Mac, there's been a lot going on. Give me your observation of who you think is the Final Four. Who you got going to the finals?
I got Indiana Pacers and San Antonio Spurs. And San Antonio winning it all. With Sabaka going out, man, that was big, man. That hurt them, man, because in the regular season, man, he was killing Tim Duncan and them. You know what I'm saying? Tony Parker and them. He was big for them. So, I mean, I can't see Kendrick Perkins stepping his game up, T. I heard you say that, man, but I can't see Kendrick Perkins don't have that scoring mentality. Besides Westbrook and Kevin Durant scoring, Serge Ibaka be doing his thing, hitting, you know, the little 12-foot jumper from the key and from the elbow and stuff and his rebounds and blocks. That's going to be a key loss to them, man, and where, you know, Tim Duncan and them and Tony Parker and them can drive into the lane now. And y'all know, I mean, Indiana, hey, man, I'm not cheering for this dude, LeBron James. He is the best, but they really haven't had a challenge. But right now, I see the Indiana Pacers getting revenge from last year. We got home court advantage this year, and I see Indiana taking them out, man.
You really think that Indiana?
David West will not have another game like that for another six games. If they even make it to the
sixth game. David West is the leader on that team. It ain't Paul George. It's David West is bringing the best out of everybody. And I don't think I don't think that LeBron James in Miami is built for the team. That Indiana is about to bring some pain, man. They about to be the 1980 bad boys, man. I'm telling you, man, we're going to see if LeBron James and D-Wade and these dudes got heart, man, because Indiana about to come out fighting, man. They about to come out fighting, scrapping, and clawing, and they going to win this series, man. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, heard it here first. Miami Heat is not going to the finals. It's not going to happen.
How many games?
It's going to go seven.
It's going
to go seven. It's only May 16th. You know what I'm saying? These games been going too fast now. So now it's time for all these games to go like toward game seven, man. You know what I'm saying? Basketball got to go
right
into the early parts of mid parts of June, man. It's too early, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, these bookies and them is on it.
Right. Man, I can only respect that, but the way they've been playing, I don't know if I can agree with that.
We'll see. I'm telling you, them having home court advantage is going to help them big time. That's what's going to help them.
Go ahead, D-Mac, let me ask you this. Is it the reason that you're picking Indiana, are you picking Indiana because this is a better matchup than the previous opponents that the Indiana Pacers have seen, you know, going into the
man,
final
I'm picking
Eastern Conference?
Like LeBron James, I don't want LeBron James to go to the final. I don't want to see the Heat three-peat.
Wow. You don't hate LeBron like that.
That's why I'm picking them. I wish Atlanta would have beat them. I just want them dudes out the picture, baby.
Now let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You're a Browns fan. What do you think about the Miles Austin signing?
Man, T. Roy, man, I wanted to tell you thanks, big bro. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that was a big pickup. Need him to stay healthy. And with Josh Gordon probably get suspended for the whole season. That pickup was awesome. I love it. And that right there, L Boogie, might make me you know, watch some games this year, man. You know what I'm saying? I like that move. That was big, man. So, you know, I might turn on the tube and I check them out just a little bit. I'm happy they signed my boy Joe. You know what I'm saying? We got him still here, so the defense looking good. But I mean, to me, hey man, the Browns look like they trying to be the Seattle Seahawks of the AFC. We're gonna build it around defense, and everybody else is gonna play their part.
Wow, what do you think of? Go ahead. Going. Oh man, it's frenzy down here. It's frenzy down here Go ahead,
Ralph. D-Mac, you better pay attention to Miles Austin this season, because he only gonna give it to you for one good season. After he get his money, he shuts it down. So I hope you turn on the tube and watch them Browns this season, because after this one, you know, he gonna do it physical after he get that check. Then he going to disappear on you. So, yeah, check out Miles Austin. He all right.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you this on a more delicate issue. The Michael Sam situation, the streets been talking. They just flew us a kite. Oprah Winfrey sounds like has made an offer to him about doing a reality show. What do you think about that?
Man, for real, man, it seems, and you know me, man, it seems like gay is the thing to be now. I'm not understanding this, man. Understanding this dude having played it down in the league. You know what I'm saying? He got billionaire Oprah Winfrey about to do a documentary on this guy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't understand why this is getting all this attention. You know what I'm saying? All because a man stated that he's with another dude. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't agree with it at all. I'm not gonna watch the documentary. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure they're gonna have a lot of people that live that lifestyle watch it, man. But that's just like the whole kissing thing they showed on ESPN and all that stuff, man. But them people doing their private home, that's on them. But the world, we don't need to see none of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? And all of it is the media, fellas. You know what I'm saying? The media is doing this. The media putting all this stuff out here, man. And this supposed to be a religious country, man, religious grounds, man. There's nothing religious about it, because it says in the Bible that a man shouldn't be with another man and a woman shouldn't be with a woman. But you don't hear that, though. You don't hear Barack Obama, none of the politicians, people talking about that stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? But every channel you turn on now, TV show, whatever it is a person that's living an alternative lifestyle, if it's a lesbian, a gay, or whatever. And, you know, they're just trying to force it on people, man. And you can't force that lifestyle on anybody. I shouldn't have to explain to my 6-year-old son that we're watching the draft, like, oh, my God, Daddy, why is that man kissing that man? You know what I'm saying? Now, if we're walking down the street, and I think, you know, Poop hit on it the other day, Fellas Monday, if I'm walking down the street and my son see that, okay, I explain to my son, hey, man, that's not cool. That ain't, you know what I'm saying? Because I actually had to talk to my son Sunday about that. 6 years old, you know what I'm saying? I shouldn't have to do that. And I don't see how the world is promoting this, and they saying it's okay. I'm not about to tell my son, like, hey, yeah, man, that little boy in your class over there, man, Joey real cute. Joey look real good, you know what I'm saying? Or I'm going to tell my daughter, like, yeah, look at Susie. Susie look real cute. Hell no. I'm like, hey, you like the little boy over there that's playing basketball? He a handsome looking young man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell my son, like, hey, man, that little girl, she's cute. How do that sound, man? You know what I'm saying? Telling your kids and them is the person of the same sex. So it's weird how this going, man. And another thing, I don't see how the one dude, man, what happened to the freedom of speech? Hey, the dude texts like, this is bad. Okay, so what? So what? That's his right. That's his right to sit up there and say that I don't agree with this. I don't agree with this dude kissing this other dude or whatever it'd be, man. It ain't like he called him a fag and all that type stuff. You know what I'm saying? But now they sending him a sensitive class. The world is sensitive, man. And I don't know how long it's gonna go on, man. I don't know how long is this you know, gays and heterosexuals gonna last, man, because you cannot force that lifestyle on nobody.
Hey, D-Mac, man, I want you to hold that thought, D-Mac. Hold that thought right, man. Just hold on for me real quick. Stay right there. Hey, yo, L Boogie, I got a caller on the line. His name is Joey from Philly, and he wants to chime in on what we're talking about on this Michael Sam issues. Hey, Joe from Philly, you on the line with the street?
Yeah, how you guys doing this evening?
Man,
we good.
You wanted to say something about the Michael
Sam
issue?
Yeah, I'm so frustrated with it. And, you know, this is why I love Blog Talk Radio compared to ESPN, the major networks, because we can tell the truth, what we really feel, without walking on eggshells, worrying about losing our job. I think about 75% of the people over at ESPN and Fox don't agree with what's going on with Michael Sam, but they're afraid as hell to say anything about it because they know they're going to lose their job. I tell you what, guys, social media and the Internet and Facebook, it has so much power now. I don't even think that we would imagine that when it first came out. You say one bad thing about Sam, you know, you're going to have different organizations, different groups up your ass. And there's nothing, not to make light of the situation, but it's absolutely ridiculous, just like you guys were talking about. You cannot force this on anybody. You know, major religions, you know, over 2,000 years old have said this is wrong, being gay, and now the media tells me it's right and I'm supposed to believe them? That's an absolutely joke.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're right about that, Joe. It's a joke, and they're trying to get the world to accept what we don't really want to accept. If you're gay and you play the sport of football, we don't need to know. We going to know that you're gay just by the way you carry yourself, by how you represent yourself. So it doesn't really mean much to me that you're gay. I just don't need the circus to come with you when you come to my locker room when it's game time. Because it's all about the game, not about who you are and what you represent. Come on, man.
Here's my problem, though. It's now that I find out Sam's going to have a series on the Oprah Winfrey Network, he's turning this more into a social type of circus than just what his own words said is he just wants to play football. How's he going to be training playing football when he's worried about having his show on the Oprah Winfrey Network, you know, filming, setting up shows? He's a seventh-round pick. This isn't the first-round pick and automatic to make the team. He's like, I made it now, and I'm going to hide behind that I'm gay, and they're not going to cut me because they're afraid to cut me because they think they're going to get a backlash, that being the Rams.
That's the same thing I said, Joe. I think that he bagged the league into a corner. I think he was a coward. I think he knew that he wasn't going to be drafted because he knows his abilities, and so he came out before the draft so that they had no choice. Somebody had to draft him, and because he's from Missouri, thinking that St. Louis would be a comfortable place for him. So I think they mathematically did this on purpose. You know what I mean? And let me ask you this, Joe. One more question.
Yeah.
One more question. You're from Philly.
Yeah.
When you guys lost to Deshaun Jackson, how did you feel when you lost that guy?
Oh, it's going to come back and haunt us. The Redskins twice a year. I tell you what. Here's the thing, guys. Deshaun Jackson has always been the type of player in my eyes. When he wants to play,
okay,
he can light it up. Now, he does take games off. I'll admit that. Sometimes, you know, in the cold weather, he's afraid to go over the middle. He'll take games off, but he's extra motivated. And let me tell you, he is going to light Philadelphia up. I think it's going to come back and haunt Philly. And he's not really doing anything that I think is going around a lot of players in the NFL do as far as, you know, gang affiliation or whatever. Nothing was proven, really, that he did anything wrong. Riley Cooper is the one that should have been kicked off the Eagles, not DeSean Jackson.
Now, let me say this, Joe. I know you're an NFL fan as well. I'm an NBA fan. Who you got going to the finals in the East and who you got going in the West before we let you go, sir?
San Antonio is going to get their get the ass whooping they were going to get last year until Russell Westbrook got hurt in the playoffs. Guys, I think San Antonio is a good regular season team, but I think they've been exposed. The Dallas Mavericks took them to seven games. Portland, you know, they're average at best. Look at what Oklahoma City came through. 3-2 down to Memphis, and then against the Clippers team, you guys, you know, Oklahoma City, this is their time. Now, Serge Ibaka going out is a little bit scary, I think, but now you have Steven Adams, the rookie, you know, Collison, Perkins. You got enough size up there where, the, you know, San Antonio is not going to hurt you too much. And, you know, just look at Westbrook and Durant. Nothing San Antonio has is going to slow those guys down. They're on a mission. You know, San Antonio is going down in six.
Ooh, what about the East?
You know, it's kind of funny. You know, Indiana in the first round was almost put out by Atlanta. I think in game six they were down by 4 points with under 2 minutes to go. But look where they are now, just where they wanted to be all year. Home field, home court advantage against the team they've been gearing up for the last few years. I just don't think they have it, though. And I'm not high on Miami either, to be honest with you. I think the NBA champions coming out of the West. Miami was very lucky to win last year. San Antonio had them beat in game six. They choked it away. So I'm on the West this year. Miami isn't an all-time great team like the Lakers, the Bulls winning three championships in a row. They're not winning three in a row. The champion's coming out of the West, and it's going to be Oklahoma City, guys.
Wow,
man,
you heard
Joe,
it here first. Hey,
man,
Joe, we're going to make sure
that's information, boy.
We're going to make sure we get your number, Joe, and we're going to stay in touch with you. We're going to make sure we send you a T-shirt.
Sounds good, guys.
No doubt. And, Joe, don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Will do.
Man.
Hey, D-Mac, let's get back into your conversation about, you know, Michael Sam. And do you think as a seventh-round pick that he's actually going to make the team, D-Mac, or do you think he's going to, you know, like El Boogie and Joe just stated, that because he's come out gay, that they stuck with him, so to speak?
Man, I totally agree with what El Boogie said, T. For the simple fact, he came out like that, and the league don't want that on them. They don't want that discrimination, you know what I'm saying? Man, the caller y'all just had call in, man, my man from Philly, man. He was awesome, man. He hit it on the money, man. Cats don't want to say nothing, and that is what's awesome about y'all guys' show. And the sports is fizzling now. Man, we can always keep it 100, man, on y'all show where everybody else is walking on eggshells, and it shouldn't be like that, man. It shouldn't be like that. From the politicians to everybody, man, it's all about keeping it 100. I mean, man, my man said it best, man, and I've been preaching this for the last 2 weeks too. Man, they sitting up here on Donald Sterling so much, but they didn't do all this stuff with the Cooper dude who came out and said he going to beat a bunch of niggers up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He knew the camera was on him. He was intoxicated. They didn't make a big deal about that, and it's killing me because this dude was in his house. You know what I'm saying? They been knew he was prejudiced or really didn't like black people. This not the first time this was known. Doc Rivers knew this when he took the job. Baron Davis used to say this before. And they noticed, hey, man, check this out, fellas. Dude said, and another thing about the media with this, and then I'll let you guys get on to another caller, man. I know El Boogie in these streets down in the flats and stuff. But But, man, the dude, the media, I don't know if you guys seen the whole video, but on ESPN and stuff, man, they cut out what they wanted us to see with Donald Sterling. You know what I'm saying? I didn't agree with everything
right.
he said, but some stuff I did agree with, man, as far as Jews do loan money out. Jews do get their own, get their people money and everything. And it's a fact that this dude have helped the urban community and people like that. You know what I'm saying? And I'll tell y'all this too. Man, billionaires stick together. Millionaires stick together. And we stick together. You know what I'm saying? And on this last note, fellas, and y'all can answer this and just put it out there, man. Hey, why haven't Oprah Winfrey, Magic, a Tyler Perry, a Bill Cosby, why haven't these billionaires and these people got together and opened up a black bank? Hey, billionaires, they got money. Why you telling me they can't get together and they can't open up a black bank? Why haven't they done that?
Russell Simmons in there, too.
And that's just
he ain't got no bite.
That's just for me to y'all, food for thought. Why these people ain't came together yet and loaned some money out to help some people out? Why none of these cats ain't came and helped y'all guys out, entrepreneurs that's trying to get on their feet and get them a couple, get y'all something? You know what I'm saying? Black people don't really do that, man. Magic is doing this thing, but, man, y'all got billions, man. Y'all got this money. Get together, open up a black-owned bank. You know what I'm saying? So that's just some food for thought. L Boogie, man, I get up with y'all Monday. The show is hot, fellas. Man, one.
No doubt. Boy, you be on it, boy. You know what I'm saying? Bring it real this to the streets, L Boogie. Every party, every time you get on, yeah, you think it.
No question. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you want to go to the asylum or you want to go to a commercial real quick? What you want to do?
Man, let's get into it. Let's go to a commercial. When we get back, we'll go to the top of the hour with you know, Big Brother Almighty. And hopefully, you know what I mean, Brandon Carter is on the line. We can get that juicy information, you know what I mean, about that hip-hop in the street. You know what I mean?
Already. Big Brother Almighty, we coming to you after the break.
Man, Big Brother, I'll be on Sunday night on Monday, baby. Me and D-Man going to roam the city, man. We going to come to you. Don't forget, 347-855-8896. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Let's go, bro.
Fun with it and make her mama trip, cause the bomb in her life, it's a problem. A real player's at your girl, you better stop him. Turn your back on the bitch, she ain't acting right. He hit it way before you, now he's back in her life. What you gon' do when you lose her? She got a nigga on the side just to use her. If it's me, I'm parking at the front door, and you be knocking on her bedroom window. You see the shadows, you hear the sound, but you don't do nothing, you just turn back around like a bitch. Feeling hurt, ready to cry. You can't believe everything she said was a lie. She got a lot of bitch in her, but not more than you. I never underestimate what you want to do.
Don't act like a That's why I don't got love for BX. Oh, that's why too short need for to say BX. Now hold me, please don't marry that BX. And that's why I'll never
slipping and slipping and skipping and drifting and missing. These cats that I be hanging around, don't listen. I be hemming and sipping and smoking and drinking and spitting. And these musty mouth bras, they be tripping. I mean, the bitch thought she was that bad. I don't know what that bitch was thinking, what she thought, what she was thinking. But she shouldn't have thought that. I told her the money cost too much and I ain't got it down. You got to pay me, or pay me, no, never mind. Don't sit on the toilet when I go piss. You got feminine tendencies like a bitch.
Me.
I'm solid and concrete, I keep it found.
We
pull off and something, acting a dong.
She
lifting her dress up, showing her mom.
See.
He tripping, he tricking, throwing her money. ICCH all in her face. All these so late,
nigga,
stay on the case.
Like that's why I don't got love for
BX. Oh, that's why too short need for to say.
Now hold me, please don't marry that
BX.
water. Hey, show, you know what I've been noticing?
All bitches ain't women.
All bitches ain't women, man. Some of these bitches, man, be acting like bitches, man.
Yeah. Don't be acting like them.
Movies, man. You already know.
Look, man, that's my crew, man.
Get it real within your life. That's what I tell a bitch. That's how we do it.
Sad day, L Boogie. Wow.
It's a sad day in the streets, man. Once again, man, we want to give a shout out to Joe. You know what I'm saying? Make sure we got Joe's number so we can get Joe, you know what I mean, his t-shirt and get him back on the line. You know what I mean? In the future. But, wow. That's what the world acting like. D-Max said it. We acting like, yeah. You bet. So that's what
yeah,
it's coming
man.
Down to.
Michael,
before Sam, we keep going,
just get ready to play some special teams. Just be the best team player you can be. Because that's all you going to get with the Rams.
Yeah, work on your long snapping. Man, 347-855-889-STREET. I mean, 889-STREET. 8896.
Well,
You in the streets, man. BlogTalkRadio.com. Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Oh, yeah. We on in Covington, Georgia as well. Syndicated 87.9 WERE. Special shout-out to Ustream Global Network 1. Man, also the Heaven O Youth Dynasty. Man, that's you. I hope you're getting well back there, little T-Ro. I know you're listening. Well, Ro, I know it's hot, man. Enough of us for right now. Let's get the next caller in before we get to talking.
Oh, you already know what it is. You know where we're taking it. You already said you're going to be on 7 tonight. I can't wait till you get over there because I know it's going to be thugged out. Yo, Big Brother Almighty, you all with the streets this evening?
What's going on?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. I'm out here.
Hey, what's up?
All out there in that cool, nice weather. Why don't you go send me a couple ice cubes my way so I can cool off?
No doubt. What you still, Big Brother Almighty? I'll see you tomorrow. So have your
We all get together.
Yeah.
We get together. We have a party Monday. Line dance and daytime, man.
No doubt.
You bet that.
Oh, man, no doubt. We're going to be in the streets rolling. Hey, well, Al, it's been a lot going on between Monday and Friday. What you think about what happened to the Clippers? Was that a big impact on the series? Do you think OKC has what it takes to get over that hump, to overtake San Antonio? And do you think the Pacers can get it done against the Heat? And you know we got to get your take on the Michael Sam issue.
Okay. Which one you want me to start with first?
Whichever one. Start NBA and then hit us with your Michael Sam at the finale.
Okay. With the NBA, hey, Chris Paul, you need a couple more years of experience in the playoffs. A real playoff. That was a real playoff game, Chris Paul. Take the foul, Chris Paul. The game is over. Y'all might be fighting for the series then. They let all the air out of you. Come on, Chris Paul. You call yourself an elite. When you're elite, you don't make mistakes like that.
Absolutely.
Do not make mistakes like that. Take the foul, man. What you jumping in the air for? Who jumping in the air and pass the ball? Rule number one in what, Steelers, level key guard? Who do that?
Do not jump off the floor to make a pass. As a guard, you know that.
Who do that?
Now you read.
OKC. Westbrook wanted the spotlight too much, man. That wasn't no foul. He would have been like, Sam, I am, if he hadn't got fouled. He just wanted the spotlight, man. And the rest scared to just go over there and choke him, man. Just choke him. Like, man, hold up. You follow my lead. I don't follow your lead. I'm the lead out there on this.
Come on now.
Man, I don't care, man. You're just outrageous. You're just out of control. When you get over here to San Antonio, you'll have Mr. Charles will be off from the foul. Because guess what? They'll stand there and take the charge. He probably take himself out of the game, man. More than likely, he probably take himself out of the game. Because all Tim Duncan will do is smile and wear his head like, yeah, boy, it's over. Relax. Unless you want to meet me in the locker room. You know what I mean? Still like that. You know, we give you a break.
Absolutely.
East Coast. Indiana ain't got it, man. I just seen it in their eyes. Paul George, I don't know where your mind at. I guess it's on that girl, the Lagolo dancer you got pregnant. I guess she got your mind really going, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know you got the little girl dancing pregnant. It's been all through the internet. The one little boy I've been bashing about it. But it's been messing with you. You go fishing too much. How can you keep going fishing? Well, it ain't that many fish in the water.
He's going to be going fishing for a long time in about a week and a half.
You go fishing too much, man. And you say David West got lucky last night, hell. Because a lot of those shots that he took, man, he took them there, but he almost brought them back there, too, with them shots. Think about it. I don't know what this league is turning into, but it's not the league that I know, man. It's a jump shot league, man. Power forwards taking jump shots, man, from 20 feet out, and that's supposed to be a good shot? That's his shot? Are you kidding me? Power forwards taking 20-foot jumpers. Man, is you kidding me? Them swats, man. Get out of here. That's a swat. You know you ain't supposed to take that shot. That's a swat. Old school, man, you owe me laughs in, I'm giving you some swats for that shot. You ain't supposed to take that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
These guys, they ain't got no point guard. Neither one of them got point guard, Miami or, so they even out on the point guard side. But LeBron, he and Paul George here already. You're my student. Remember, don't do too much. We're watching you. He doesn't have a chance, huh? Okay, sense, right? And then he kept trying to make that third grade behind the back pass. What is that about?
David West got down. He was talking Paul George down.
That's a third grade pass, man. That's when you first seen Magic. Remember that? You come out on the playground, you try to make that pass about 100 times when Magic done did it. You know what I mean? Come on,
right,
man.
Absolutely.
Now, you know how we used to get on you when you started doing the new good man. You know how Nuke used to put it behind his back, cuffing and all
right.
That. You start trying to do that. Remember that?
But then I perfected
hey,
it.
Hey, Big Brother Almighty, let me ask you this, Big Brother. What do you think about the Detroit Pistons hiring Stan Van Gundy, and what do you think about the Golden State Warriors hiring Steve Kerr?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Let me tell y'all something. This is where you know the league is garbage. Say it one time. Number garbage, Jeff. Number garbage. This guy has never been on a coaching sideline. He gets 5 years, $25 million, guaranteed. He has never coached anyone. You got a guy like Mark Jackson just took a team to the playoffs. You got a guy, man, these guys, the most the black coach got is 10 mil. This guy gets 25. His last name Kerr, right? Is that Jewish?
That's not a fun.
Is that Jewish? I'm just saying, is that Jewish? I just wonder, man. That don't make sense, man.
If that ain't you, like, I don't know what is. They speak together.
I'm trying to tell you something, man. This dude ain't doing nothing but made analysis on I can get on TV and get hired for a coaching job then. Just let me run the play-by-play. Oh, I think I would have made him run off of this. And then you know this. Come on, man. Hey, you got rid of Mark Jackson? Remember that go that man again? Come on, man. You can't do that. That's just telling the league, coach, you, they don't want no nigga head man, the head boy in charge. You knew Doc was on his way out. Doc had his last run. And Boss, he knew it too. He knew Danny Ainge wouldn't no put up with him too much longer. Danny Ainge was not only Boss of Sully. Yesterday, I said master. He from that old school. Danny Ainge from Brigham Young. Oh, Mormon. He had slaves. He had five wives. He was Mormon.
Oh,
come
you swell, my goodness. You're killing
them,
baby.
I'm just telling the truth, though. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. That's the truth. The truth will set you free. Ain't that what that's to say? For yourself.
You already know.
I'm just saying, man. Come on, man. That is bad for us, man. That is bad. We should boycott the league just for that. Man, you got guys
That's guys like Bob McAdoo
sitting on the sideline forever. Coaching behind Pat Riley. Coaching behind a video expert. And come on, man.
Lionel Hollins. I mean, come on, man. There's a lot of good ones out there still. Patrick Ewing.
You got Avery.
You know what I mean?
You got Avery Johnson.
Avery had his run, man. I don't like Avery. That's just my opinion. I don't like Avery. I think that Avery can't handle these new type of players, man. Avery too old school. It won't work.
My whole point, what is Steve Kerr in? What is Steve Kerr messing with all them young boys?
I didn't
you
say
in
I
charge.
Like guy with Steve Kerr. I don't agree with it.
It's not Van Gundy. I've been talking about the Van Gundys. Van Gundy's no basketball. I can't say nothing about them guys. The Van Gundys no basketball. They just got ousted by. They just got ousted by players. They couldn't stand their style. Couldn't handle the authority like Shaq, Dwight. Wanted to be their own people. You know what I'm saying? They got ousted, but they know basketball. You know what I'm saying, Mr. McCoyhead? Never knew basketball.
But my life is over in Detroit.
Mark Jackson,
I will say that.
But he didn't get along with the players.
Man, the players love Mark Jackson. The front office.
But he didn't get along with management. I'm sorry, with upstairs.
Let me tell you where Mark Jackson's demise came. When his players said, we might boycott the game. Oh, my God. Not the Clippers said it.
Wait. Over the Donald Sterling issue? When it first came
out? Yes. He's talking about not playing that game. They was talking about not playing that game. Mm. And they felt Mark Jackson wasn't controlling the thing right. And they didn't like it. And he was right with it. You know you're not going to get that off. You got to stand. Hey, you got to spit the shine, baby. You got to spit the shine. You're not going to get that off.
What do you think about the Michael Sam issue and his and him signing a contract with Oprah Winfrey Network to do a documentary? What do you think about that, Big Brother?
Okay, let me break this down. Oprah Winfrey, whatever's popular at the moment, you remember when every actor was coming out to about they smoke crack, and they over and over say, yeah, I used to smoke crack, too. It won't be long for Oprah Stone, her and Gail got it on. It won't be long. Well, me and Gail, we had a little thing. It wasn't really nothing. It was, you know, some friends, and we all capping, and this happened. It's going to come. Watch. You think I'm playing? You remember that, right? You remember when she said, I smell crack? So, it's like a popularity thing, man. Sam's, you better get all you can get right now, man. Cause this is it for you. Because once that little white boy be standing outside that locker room waiting for you to come out after the game, it's over for you. You think I'm going to Richie? You think Richie Cognito did old boy bad? This guy's going to get it, man. And he don't get it from the players. He don't get it from the fans, man.
Right.
He don't get it from the fans, man. This guy might commit suicide, man. You see him cry like a, I can't even say words, but you see him cry on TV. Come on, man. You ain't that overjoyed, man. You knew you was going to get TV. They had already called you. That was an act for TV. They had already called you. Like, you get pick number 7. You get picked in the 7 round of the draft. So when the cameras on, gets the emotional breakdown, and you and your dude kids, we need the ratings. Everybody in the world wanted to see that on SportsCenter. I think that was one of the biggest moments on SportsCenter in a long, long time. Real talk. That was one of the biggest moments, man.
I think SportsCenter was dead wrong doing that.
Man, who was SportsCenter?
Everybody.
The Jews.
Everybody.
It's communication, man. It's communication. You got. Let me tell you something. We was talking. What y'all was just talking about? Y'all was talking about black people getting a bank. You can't do that without the Jews. So I can say it. Y'all can't say it. Can't nothing without the Jew. None of your money is good without that Jew behind you. You got to have that Jew behind you, Joe. Nothing moves. Nothing. All that big talk, all these networks and all that. Look at that executive producer. I bet it's got a Jew name on it. You might have your money up, but that Jew get a piece of it. You bet that. You're not going to Tyler Perry. You can blow all the places in the letter you want, you sweet thing. But you're not going to do it without that Jew throw. Go ahead, Tyler. Remember, we're watching. We're watching. You know, you remember, what's the movie where they had the man watching you? I can't think of the movie, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. But he's watching you, man.
And let me say this, too. He said this, Big Brother, and we know, and we do our math, it's only 12% of America is African, you know, it's an African American. Only 12%. And they wouldn't even let Bill Cosby buy a network on the mainstream. You can have all this cable TV open, but you can't have main TV. Who owns ABC? Who owns ESPN? Family Network. Like you said before, that those guys, they own everything. And like you said, they got to get a piece of it. So we'll never own it outright. Michael Jordan, yeah, he owned Jordan, but who make him? Who gave him the money to get the brand Jordan? That's what we, you know what I'm saying, that's what we get the misconception, like, we shall overcome. We ain't going nowhere.
Because you always need that man. That man always got a co-sign for you, man. He always got a co-sign. If he don't, guess what? Oh, it's been a tragedy. Look what just happened. Oh, I always knew he was dirty. No, you didn't. They just put it on him like he was dirty. They made him dirty. They'll make you dirty, man. You can be on top of the world today, they'll knock you off real quick.
They'll knock you out the league, boy. They good at that.
Yeah. Oh, I got one more thing to say, man, and this is true story, man. The Clipper owner, man. I've been here listening, y'all. And I'm listening. But listen to this, man. You got a guy that got kicked out of the league and fined $2.5 million, right? For words, right? So you got a guy that lost $120 million. He didn't actually kill a dog. Dogs were killed on his property. He had his whole life was doing, took it away from him. Jailed him. And there's nothing to be said about him now. Nothing. But this guy can say, I ain't paying up 2.5. I might sue y'all. There's nothing to be said. Because guess what? That's the law.
That's the law.
This is my word for the day. For the man. For the man. That's the way I'm thinking.
Say it ain't so.
Why not? And it's written there where you want, man. It's written where you want.
Exactly.
Man.
Y'all go to a major network and say, can we get here? What y'all do? Who y'all know? We're independent. We'll get back to you. That's all I'm telling you. We'll get back to you.
You know?
That's their favorite. That's their favorite phrase.
Well, I used to park Mr. Schultz's cars. Oh, okay. He told me to come down. You need a cup of water and stand right there and wait on us. Is you kidding me, man? You don't win, man. You don't win.
That's no question. Now, let me ask you before you get off. Let me ask you this. Do you think Michael Sam is going to make that squad, Al?
Let me tell you why he will, and this is the truth. This is the truth. Why he will? They stand to fill the stadium. It's about them ticket sales. That's just like bringing Johnny McGuire here. That's just like bringing Johnny to Cleveland. Hey, the press will be in Cleveland no matter what. ESPN will be here no matter what. If Johnny don't start, the press will be here every week waiting for Johnny to start. Reporters at his locker. Everybody in the United States want to know why Johnny ain't started. Especially if we don't start winning. It's all about that paper, man. Filling that seats, man. Our owner, Cleveland, ought to know what he did. He brought the spotlight to Cleveland. It ain't been no spotlight in Cleveland in a long time. Might as well be. That really wasn't no spotlight.
That's a good spotlight to have, I tell you that.
I call that a flashlight, because we still didn't get the main. We never got the main line. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We never got the full of the guy that's supposed to be the guy. We never got that. But this guy, Johnny Mazzelli, why you think he's on LB's sports management team? Rich Gotti. Rich eat on it. Hey, I walk past Bart Lewis to see if you see
Al. I think guess who just you know we in the streets, man. And Ray Money want to say what's up to you, man, from 79th guy to 79th guy.
Oh, okay. Ray, what's going on? Man, you don't know nothing about these. You don't know nothing about these streets, bro.
Whatever.
You don't know nothing about these streets, man. You know what we do in these streets, man. Tell you, man, you don't know nothing about the street radio.
Try not to.
Nice.
Right. Hey, oh, yeah, and listen to this, Al. We were just talking about, D-Mac was just talking about how he has to explain to his six-year-old son about if he saw him in the street, two guys kissing or walking down the street, guess what?
Oh, they're going wild out there.
Listen to this, though, Almighty. Listen to this. A young lady just came up to us and said, did you notice that? I've never seen that before. Two guys walking down the street holding hands. And guess what I just told her? I hope I'm glad I didn't see it.
That's not what it was.
What was it? Tell them. She's right here.
It was a bunch of preppy boys.
Uh-huh.
Acting like they were, I don't know.
Oh, man, we're in the streets. You were just on Blog Talk Radio, man. How you doing? We're in the streets. We're going live, man. We're going so live, man. And, yo, Big Brother Al, man, we just want to say, as usual, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Hey, we live there. It's a Monday, baby. T-Row, get ready.
Oh, no doubt. Okay. Me, Ray Money, and D-Mac, we're going to be on 79th, man. We're coming to see you. We're doing the show live from 79th in Superior, baby.
All right, so.
No doubt, man. We love you.
That's what it is. Yo, L Boogie Boy, keep it live in the streets, man. You know we got to pay these bills. When we come back, Street Official Time. You already know what that is. Sports business at the streets. Coming to you live,
man.
Right after the commercial.
No doubt. Let's do it.
The fans watching El Boogie, watch out, baby. Don't be where you can be seen.
And I'm about two blocks away from the fan building too, man. That's why I'm staying away, fam. Let's go.
Alexander Wayne, Mr. Chain, pinky ring, flow insane, ho insane. Man, these shoes I got on, these are hardest I done seen. It look clean when you pour it, I remix it, make it dirty. If she got good head and text me, I text her back and tell her hurry. Hit that category 5 when I walk up in the strip club. Throw it high, make you and George wash the head. But OGs never fed us, now young niggas fed up. Ballin' so hard, I deserve an and one. And I'm getting it, ain't I, obviously. You a bitch, you a hoe, that's just my philosophy. And I'm known to kick it like the captain of a soccer team. Billie Jean, red leather, same color, red lobster. And she brainwashed, head dog. I'm be fresh as hell if the feds watch. I'm be fresh as hell. Somewhere that you have never been, to the top you never been. You might need a respirator, money on the rise, like I'm counting on an elevator. You gon' need a detonator, swimming with them barracudas. Close the docket on that motherfucking prosecutor.
I'm about to pop on the carriage, a horse and carriage, and do it like the Dipset and Cam, man. You know what I mean?
Already.
So, you know what I mean? And don't we always tell a man, tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Oh, yeah, when they die,
a whole
bunch
of girlfriends.
Oh, yeah.
Elbow,
oh, yeah.
You know what time it is. It's time to treat official up, man. We got our big brother from the sports official, T-Nick and OG, on the line, joining us, going home style this evening. What's the deal, big brother from the sports official? What's happening?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Man, it's all cracking on this Final Four Friday.
Hey, man, we're coming from the B100 launch party radio station, launch for the Big Dev. Walk up for her mom. You know, we went there downtown at the art gallery, man, and I tried to get in, you know, early while I was down there, but, you know, the lines were busy, you know, the streets were talking, you know, the lines were hot, so I couldn't get in. That's what I got right now, though. So everything, I just want y'all to know, man, I rushed the stage, man. You know what I'm saying? Your boy rushed the stage. You know what I'm saying? I want you to know.
No doubt. Everybody on the street is talking to me. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, T. Nick, you can't, you like Johnny Manziel, you can't stop greatness, right?
Man, you can't stop it, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Scorchie going to tell you, man. Hey, I told Scorchie, I said, where's she at? Over there. I said, nigga, you know, you're the tallest one in the building, man. She's like, I don't know where she go. And then I'm talking to her, and y'all, I'll rush the stage. You know what I'm saying? Let's go get it. You know what I'm saying? Let's go get it. So right now, she knows about the sports officials in the ATL, and she knows about the streets of talking in the Arizona. She knows about both of us, and we're going to make it happen. I'm going to tell you, though, man, shout out to Tasha. You know what I'm saying? Tasha Jefferson, Ann Jefferson from the Global Network One. She was down there. You know what I'm saying? We all had her shoes down there. So, you know, it's one big fam, dog. We make it happen, man. We make it happen, dog.
Oh, man, no doubt. We most definitely got to do it, man. We most definitely got to do it. Now, teammate Nick, it's a lot of issues on the table, you know, with that new hiring, the Final Four of the NBA, and also the Michael Sam issue. Give us your take on all of the above, sir, if you can. You got the floor. And OG, I want you to come in next, man, and give us your take as well.
I'm going to make it quick, man, because the whole team was in the right form tonight, man. You know, y'all should have seen how he was pieced up, because we're going to put it on Twitter, man, so everybody can see it. But I'm going to tell you this, man. First of all, the Final Four, you know, like Dennis Green said, we all who they thought they were. We expected to see San Antonio. We expected to see the Thunder. We expected to see Miami and Indiana. So that's what we want to see. That's what we're going to see. As far as Michael Sam, all I'm saying is this. The dude had a reality show already. He already had a reality show on Oprah, you know what I'm saying, with the cake and whatnot. All I'm saying is this, man. I want the player to come out and just say, all I like is white women. I want the player to come out and just say, all I like is black women, big black fat girls. And I want to see if they're going to get a reality show and the attention that Michael Sam got. That's all I want to see. That's all I want to say. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait for the St. Louis Rams to have somebody have a blue jersey on with number 96 in the rainbow colors. Y'all know what 96 is backwards, right? Number 96 is the 69 backwards, man. Come on, man.
We know where you're going with it.
Man, ain't nobody going to wear that sword fight number no more, man. There's nobody going to wear number 96 no more. Everybody going to say they got on a Michael Sam jersey. From here on out. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie to you, man. In my part, I went to my athletic dude today, and I told him, and God is my witness. I said, don't you ever, and you better not order a number 96 this year, next year, or the year after. I don't give a damn if it's Devin Ward in college. You don't wear a number 96. You know what I'm saying? You don't do that, man.
Real men don't wear 96.
Man, you don't wear a damn 96, man. What the hell? Come on, dog.
Let me ask you this. From reports, Donald Sterling lawyer says that the owner does not intend on paying the $2.5 that he's been fined, and also he's going to fight this thing to the tilt and try to get reinstated back in the league.
I'm gonna tell you this right here, man. One of my good friends, and he's a Caucasian brother. He told me, and I agree, and you know this, Boogie, and you know this, Ro, as long as you got money, you can kick this time up in the courts as long as it's going to happen. You can fight it as long as you want to fight it, as long as you got money. This thing can go to local, state, the district attorney, the Supreme Court, people's court, divorce court, it don't matter. As long as you got money to keep on fighting it, it's going to continue happening. This thing is going to drag out for as long as Donald Sterling wants to drag out. And Donald Sterling, you know what I'm saying? Yes, you're about to die, but y'all going to remember me. That's all I want to tell y'all. Y'all going to remember me. And that's all I got to say about Mr. Sterling. But, you know, like Sterling said, man, when it comes to women, he said, he don't care what color it is. Just be quiet and close your legs. That's all he said.
Wow.
I'm sorry. He said, be quiet. Open your legs. I'm sorry. Anyway, I want to tell y'all this. He's an ignorant fella, man. And just because he think he got money, he think he can say whatever it is he want to say. And
is OG on the line?
I disagree with him wholeheartedly, man. And I'm going to tell you this before OG go in. We got the chef. The chef down here, If the chef made it to the ATL, I didn't hear the show earlier, but if he made it to the ATL, he's going to be in the studio with us on Sunday, man, all day long, because we're going to feed him, we're going to let him drink, we're going to let him do whatever it is he want to do, but we're going to show it to him, you know what I'm saying, ATL style.
Listen to this, though. I got to tell you something. Do not feed him. He's going to cook his own food. He the chef. He'll feel insulted.
I'm going to say, I'm a chef down here, and I'm saying that you never tell you, scorekeeper tell you, I'm a chef here. They'll say, so when you come here, I'm a chef, cuz. I'm going to give it to you, rough record of water, Big Daddy Kane said.
No doubt. Now, one more question. Let me ask you this. You hear about the reporting, you know, Johnny Money, the bag up and with the owner saying what he said, also with the text messaging during the draft with the quarterback coach, offensive coordinator. What's your take on all this and him and them wanting to not have any national media in Berea during training camp? What's your take on that, man?
I agree with Jimmy Haslam, you know what I'm saying? Turn it over to the general manager, Ray Farmer. Ray Farmer going to do it like a true brother would. We're not about to have no circus. We're not about to have no RG3 circus, no Tim Tebow circus. We're not about to have that. This is a rookie camp. He's a rookie. He's a backup. Now, to come in and take over his spot, that's something different. But right now, he's a backup. You know what I'm saying? He's a backup, man. And that more, and that less. I agree with that 100%. I'm happy that we got an owner who's going to defer to a general manager, and I'm happy that we got a general manager who knows what the hell going on. You know what I'm saying? He stuck to the script, man, when it came to his draft board. He didn't give a damn that Josh Gordon was going to get suspended. He went out and got Miles Austin, even though Miles Austin get hurt walking from the car to the practice facility. It don't matter. He still, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? He went out and got Earl Bennett. You know, he went out and did his thing. You know, but he's not going to let the national media dictate what they're going to do. I'm all for him. And I'm going to tell you this right here, dog. I was in a chance to say it last week. Isaiah Crowell, the running back, he was at Georgia. He got caught up in a arms charge, you know, with possession of firearms. Do not be surprised if this dude is the number two back, and by the end of the year, he's the number one back, man. Isaiah Crowell. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Find that man, cuz. I'm going to tell you this right here. I'm in Longhorn Steakhouse. I know I'm going to shout on people, but I'm in Longhorn Steakhouse. And everybody looking at me because I'm talking loud. But I'm going to tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a whole bunch of girlfriends, to tell their nieces, tell their girlfriends too, because they probably go both ways. The streets are talking. And when the streets are talking, everybody listen. Ro, Boogie, Joel, my dog. Love y'all, man. I'll let you on Sunday.
Man, much love. You know you're going to have us on Sunday. OG,
man.
Evan O, you know what it is.
Evan.
Oh, was that OG?
Yeah, that was OG.
Evan O, what's
OG,
really
you
happening?
You on the line with us? There
Evan
he
o,
is.
Baby, praise the Lord. What's really happening?
What's up,
man,
Evan O?
OG, what's the deal?
What's up? What's up, Streets is talking. What's up, World? What's up, Cleveland? What's up, L Boogie? What's up, 2-7? Almighty, what's up with y'all, man?
Oh, no doubt, man. 2-7 just went back into Bar Louie. It's kind of loud out there. I'm out here, you know, on the streets, man. So I made sure I tell 2-7 that, you know what I mean, we're going to get with you after the show. No doubt. We're going to call you up, Heaven O, OG. But let me ask you this. What do you think is going on in the Final Four? What you got coming out the East and the West? And give me your take on the Michael Sam issue and Donald Sterling.
Who? Come in. Okay, that Final Four. I mean, that Final Four is just so awesome because it's the 1-2 and the 1-2. It's like it's just what we thought it was or was going to be from the beginning. But at the same time, the playoffs, it gave them a little adversity, so it gave us a little excitement. You know what I'm saying? It gave us something to watch. You know what I'm saying? We thought Atlanta had Indiana. You know what I'm saying? And then it looked like Washington might do a little something. You know what I'm saying? But here they are in the conference finals. The same thing, you know, with OKC. Memphis had them boys. They had suspended Z-Bo because they couldn't afford the MVP to go down in the first round. You know what I'm saying? So they had them. And next thing you know, they look up. They done beat the Clippers. And now they on to play San Antonio. So, man, it's kind of unfolding the way you want it to unfold. And you know how I go as I'm being a scorekeeper. You know, I'm rooting for both teams. But you, at the end of the day, you know, I'm rooting for both teams. I'm the scorekeeper. You're not going to, L, boo me. You're not going to look over there and see me cheer for the other team and be like, man, dang, man, something ain't right. You know what I'm saying? So the scorekeeper got to keep it neutral. But at the same time, I just have to go with that guy that they saying the best player in the world right now. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like he's going to be able to get them through a seven-game series against San Antonio because San Antonio gave them all that they had last year, and San Antonio had them and had that series won and everything, but it was that little mistake that cost them, you know what I'm saying? So at the same time, by LeBron seeing that, and they gave him all that they had, and Miami still came out on top, and we going into another year, you know, all that San Antonio has this year is going to be a little less with the older players because they're older. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's still going to be the same from Leonard and those guys. But with Duncan and the Ginobili and them, you see Parker, he just hurt his hamstring. With them, it's going to be a little less. So, man, I'm still maybe have to ride with that guy that they say the best player in the world, man, because if they lose, how are he going to be the best player in the world, and how is he going to end up being on Mount Rushmore and winning those 5, 6, 7 championships that he was talking about?
Hold up, man. He ain't going to be putting 6 or 7 up there. He might get 4, but 6 or 7.
I'm just going by what he said, T-Roll. What he said, and he's allegedly thinking that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going by what he said. So if that's the case,
right,
he has to win them boys right now. Because he's what, 30, 31? Like,
yes.
You know, and he's not no spring chicken on them knees, you know what I'm saying? He's been injury-free,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Thank the Lord, you know, all that, that's good. But you know how I be, man. Everybody's tires go out.
Right.
Everybody
exactly.
Need new tires one day.
Exactly. Yep. I thought Kobe was Mr. Invisible, and he went down.
And shout out to a young lady too tonight, man, at the event. You know, the B100 launch party, man. She just by you remind me of that. She had a line of sportswear, and it was called Jordan Kobe. And she has some nice hats and things like that, T-shirts and everything. And I just thought it was a great concept of what she was doing and how she thought of that. Jordan Kobe, man, what an idea. So shout out to her, man.
Shout out,
man.
That was what we talked about right there.
And then on that Donald Sterling thing, I'm going to leave that last. That Michael, because that Michael Salmon really kind of go hand in hand, really. Because if you don't, we talked about this before, you know what I'm going to say. If you don't understand anything about white supremacy, everything else is just confusion. I mean, if you look at the whole aspect of what they're doing, like this guy had to fill out an application. It's a job application. You know what I'm saying? And like I talked about on our show, he had to check his gender. You know what I'm saying? So that has to live. If anybody know anything about eugenics and, you know, that feminization and things like that, man, that plays right into that. And that's just a yo-yo, you know, being hung down from the top. You know what I'm saying? It's like, don't none of that have anything to do with playing football. Like you guys said before, and you know everybody else said, you know, it's all about making money. And of course, they're gonna let them make team because it's people out here living like that. That's fans, and they're gonna support this, and they're gonna continuously make money. But on the flip side, it's feminizing. It's feminization, man. It's It doesn't have anything to do with football. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't ask you what females do you like. You know, like, any your sexual preference don't have nothing to do with you making some jumpers. You know what I'm saying? Your sexual preference don't have it. And by them putting that on blast like that, and then not only that, they made it a point to show these two men kissing. I mean, that just says a lot, you know what I'm saying, if you don't understand white supremacy, man. You know, because these are the people, you know, we about to slide into David Stern. These are the people that's in control of everything that has to get put on the air, first and foremost. Things have to get okay, and, you know, and they decide what's put on TV, you know, media-wise and everything. And in order to fool people, the only way you can do it is by using television and the media. You know what I'm saying? So this goes up to Donald Sterling and what we're dealing with him. And like Al Mighty said, like, look what they did to Vic, and look how they gave him a $2 million fine, and he said he's not paying it. Because all these guys are the guys that's pulling the strings. I mean, you can give all these black people $400 million. Drake can get $202 billion. He can be the first billionaire of in hip hop and everything. But tell me when you seen any of us print some legal tender.
Yes.
If you don't know what legal tender is, that's them numbers on that paper that you got in your pocket.
I know you stole the money.
How are we gonna ever do anything or be able to say we own anything or got anything? How can you say that and we don't print no money, man?
Right.
So you have
great
to
point.
Go see them for everything, not just some
everything.
Of the things, everything. And they can cut you off and you don't even know where your money at whenever they want to. Look how they cut the welfare card off a while back. They can cut you off, man. You seeing that money on paper. Dre got $2 billion that they say on paper. Tell Dre to bring me over his house and show me $2 billion in cash. That's the only way I will believe it. You see what I'm saying? You have to see that. You have to see your money, man. They can cut that shit off anytime they want to and won't, because that's what's going to happen. They're going to pull the rug from up under everything. And ain't nobody going to know where to go get their money from. Everybody going to be on the same playing field. It's going to be survival of the fittest, nigga. And if you don't know how to barter and got stuff to barter with, you're going to be out. So you just got to look at the whole concept. These are the same guys that are pulling the strings and all the media and all the aspects of everything that's going on. These owners, Tim Silver and Davis are all in the same, you know what I'm saying, heritage or race or whatever you say. So, you know, these are the same guys that run everything. You know, out of the four major sports, three of the commissioners are Jewish, you know what I'm saying, except the NFL. And if you go do your history on him, you'll see the history on him. So all this stuff is linked and tied together, but it's tied together for a reason, man. It's entertainment, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all entertainment. It's all for them to be able to make more and more and more money off of using us. So why wouldn't they give Dre $2 billion? You know, how much are they going to make off of Dre? You know what I'm saying?
They great give him point, $2 billion.
And then you got to look at everybody. I mean, I apologize for talking so long. Then you got to look at, you know, it ain't just Dre. Look at who involved in that. Jimmy Iovine in that. It's like, look at everything involved in that. You know what I'm saying? It's not just Dre.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So great show, man. You know, great show. Exactly. Shout out to you know, B100, GlobalNetwork1.com, Ustream Live 365, you know what I'm saying, the streets is talking, you know what I'm saying, the sports officials and Heaven Old Youth, man. Shout out to everybody, man, coast to coast. Let's make this happen.
That's
you know,
what
all we
is.
Can do is do the best
OG.
We can day by day. Let's get it.
Man, I love it, man. OG be bringing the realness, man. You know what I mean? OG, you know we're going to holler at you on Sunday, man.
I'm going to stay listening, man. All of, you know I always be listening, man. Even if I don't come in, I stay listening. I love y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Be safe in Arizona, T-Row. Boogie, be safe around that cap, man. Tell 2-7, hit me up. Tell Almighty. Everybody, I said love y'all, man. Y'all be good.
Man,
no doubt.
Much,
no doubt.
No doubt.
Yeah,
I think
L
I got 2-7 about to pop out here, man. But I'm ready to do the freestyle so we can, you know what I mean?
I'm already knowing you ready. Now, that was T-Nick and OG straight from the Sports Officials every Sunday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check them out. Blog Talk Radio. L Boogie, throw it down.
Oh, man, I'm ready. Let's do it. All right, here we go, man. It's the freestyle. It's Freestyle Friday. So, you know, we got to put it together. You know what I mean? So, man, here you go. Woo! C-L-E-V-E. That's where I come from. That's the land where I be. I'm El Hazik, man. They call me Boomix. They mad at me because I left like LeBron when he left for the Heat. But they won't say it in my face, so to speak. Oh, man, I'm back in town. The information to leak. Oh, they told all that sucker shit. These hoe-ass niggas is weak. Come back, I'm going to come back with my pee-pee. And I ain't talking about that thing you use between your legs, because I'm going to leave that to Michael Sam and his bitch-ass head. I'm done, Ro. I'm sorry, Ro. I'm done.
Please. That's how you get it in, man. I know you out there. Chilling in that nice weather out there, man. You know, we hit that 100 degree, that triple digit today. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, we out here with jeans and hoodies on and long sleeves, man. You know, we still in the lane. It don't get hot till July 4th, babe.
Oh, man, y'all got a while. Yeah, well, then, you know, hey, bottle it up and bring your boy some of that coolness. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, no doubt. No doubt, man. And before you let me go, man, I'm going to give some shout-outs, man. I want to give a shout-out, man, to my sons. They with me right here in Bar Louie, man. We having, you know what I mean, they in there having dinner and everything. As I'm walking around the streets, man, shout-out to 2-7, man, right? Hey, yo, Phil, 2-7, scorekeeper, say what's happening. Yeah. Oh, man, give a shout-out to the Green Eye Fanny. He just joined us, man. We leaking up like Voltron out here in Cleveland, man. We about to hit the flats. If you know what I mean.
Already, already. Big ups, man, to the studio guests, man. You know, no other six dudes. Y'all know who that is, rolling hard. We got the Cleveland zone in the building. You know, we up in this joint. You know, he brought the little surprise joint today. You know, having fun in the studio, El Boogie. Yeah, I mean, big shout out to the pal, North Park, Texas. Stand up. Cleveland, man, have fun with Johnny. Treat that Texas dude right, you know what I mean? He got to be a starter. Don't be tripping. Yo, L.A., to the west side, that's my dude. Jewels, always on the side. Yo, Boogie, man, Green Eye, I see you, man. Y'all take it easy out there, man, to take care of my dude for the next couple of few miles, man. Hell, Boogie,
man,
stay warm. I hope you brought a scarf, Pippin.
No doubt, no doubt. I'm going to try to stay warm because I'm going to be moving and grooving. And you know me, I'm always going to boogie, baby. Buddies and Friday.
You always going boogie?
I'm always, they don't call me El Boogie for nothing. Man, so you know we're going to get back into ourselves, man. You locking in up there. If it's Phoenix, I'm going to lock it up here, man, in Cleveland. I can't wait to get with you on Monday, man. Tell you about the weekend. Oh, man. 347-855-8896. And you know me, man. I'm always tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Who's going to win it all, El Boogie? You going to win the NBA Finals? Who's going to be the champion?
Man, I got to go with that guy they call the king, man. The king.
He's three-peated it.
He gon' three-peat, man.
D-Wade gon' have four.
D-Wade gon' have four.
Bronny
gon' have three. And guess what? If he gets to the finals, I'ma be impressed. Four finals in a row, man. That's very impressive, man. That's the king.
That's very impressive, man. You know what it is, man. It's the streets, man. Mondays and Fridays, boy, we're going to have a show for you on Monday. We're out of entertainment to you, too, you know. People's all out on the side, man, gathering some more information. So we'll definitely recap you up on Monday. Have it all ready for you, you know what I mean? Hell, look, be safe,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Yeah, tell my mom, I said, what that? Give my mama a hug and a kiss for me, man.
I'm a street commander.
Oh, man.
Hey,
no doubt, no doubt. We got to
come on
with. And listen to this. Before we get off the air, we got a young lady. She says she works for ESPN. 850 ESPN. I'm Blog Talk Radio. Speak and Talk at SportsTalkShow.com. Get with me. Yeah, 9 to 11 p.m. Let's do something. Hey, yo.
Running back,
laughing
the shit
out
on the road.
No doubt. Hey, Ro, we out of here. You still telling a lot of girlfriends. It's on.
Oh,
Monday. Brianna Gambino. And you see that name Italian, so you know you got some fun. It's on. Love you, man. See you on the streets on Monday. One.
Fuck up in formulate a caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bad to see, so I need to hit a lick drastically. I see some bowling ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the block, they got a chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't keep you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump the mat. Time to count the profit, TKO, you got the wrong spot. Niggas time to clock it. I get the liquor, and you can get the female. But screw your shit that we inflict and get street sales.
Move smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied, got the pockets on swollen, boss hog, and that's pocket, nigga. Picture us a rubber.